It's no secret that American medical care differs dramatically from one community to another. Experts have argued endlessly about what that means. For example, whether people are better off if they live where rates of surgery or hospital use or diagnostic tests are high. Studies in this week's Annals of Internal Medicine begin to answer that question. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, the research shows that more medical care is not necessarily better.
Dartmouth Medical School researchers started by dividing the country into a quilt with 300 patches. Within each patch, they looked at how much Medicare spends on average for the care of its elderly enrollees. That's a measure of the intensity of medical care. Then they zeroed in on people with three very different problems: heart attack, colon cancer, and hip fracture. They tracked how many of these patients died over the course of a year. They also looked at levels of disability and patient satisfaction.
Medicare enrollees who lived in regions with the more intensive practice pattern received much more care, but they didn't get better care.
Dr. Elliot Fisher led the five-year project.
On most measures, both the quality of care and outcomes of care were better in the more conservative regions.
Patients in those regions, those with the lowest one-fifth of Medicare spending, are more likely to get preventive care, such as flu vaccine or aspirin following a heart attack. Medicare patients who live in the highest spending areas get 60% more care overall, but they have slightly higher death rates, even though they were no sicker. Fisher says the researchers carefully accounted for age, income, education, race, and other factors that might have played a role.
Black or white, rich or poor, low risk or high risk, those who resided in the higher intensity regions did not achieve better outcomes.
For instance, Detroit is among the most medically expensive cities in America. 140 miles to the west, Grand Rapids is among the least expensive.
Those in Detroit are not achieving better long-term survival, don't have better quality of care, don't have greater satisfaction with care, or even better access to basic health care services.
Dr. Michael Bodley is a general internist in Grand Rapids whose patients are mostly on Medicare. He says the style of medical practice in his community relies heavily on generalists, not expensive specialists.
You know, we pride ourselves that we are pretty well able to handle much of the things that are in the province of internal medicine. So we tend to use less subspecialization.
Bodley has always practiced that way.
In our training, we were always taught what is appropriate test, what isn't. You know, that's always being drummed into our heads, and that's remained as part of my core system in my 28 and a half years of practice now.
Over in Detroit, by contrast, there are many more hospital beds per capita, and Detroit residents spend much more time in the hospital, almost three times more than people in Grand Rapids. Dr. John Popovich is chairman of medicine at the 900-bed Henry Ford Hospital. He wasn't surprised to hear that his city is among Medicare's most expensive. For one thing, Detroit has many more specialists for every 100,000 residents.
There are times when there's availability of those specialists, that those specialists are called upon, and it would be quite clear to me that they would not add value to the eventual outcome of the patient.
Strikingly, many of those extra things that doctors in Detroit do are not the big-ticket items like cardiac bypass surgery that most people associate with high-cost medicine. Fisher, the Dartmouth researcher, says this is one of the most important findings of the study.
Most of the services that we find explain the differences in overall intensity across regions are services that physicians rarely even consider as major medical decisions. How soon should I see a patient? Should I have a patient with a headache see a neurologist now or later? See if the headache goes away.
The importance of these everyday decisions is apparent only with the kind of big-picture overview the Dartmouth researchers did. It shows, for instance, that doctors in Detroit do many more chest x-rays and electrocardiograms and urine tests and other diagnostic procedures than their colleagues over in Grand Rapids. If all American doctors practiced Grand Rapids-style medicine, the researchers say, Medicare could cut overall spending by 30%. That's about $75 billion a year, enough to finance a generous Medicare prescription drug benefit. But nobody's sure how to make those cuts. Popovich, the Detroit doctor, says patients have to be more skeptical of high-intensity care.
We do have to have an environment in which patients ask why. As I tell medical students, one of the greatest powers that you have is when you put on that white coat. I've seen people that are just tremendously bright, inquisitive people who seem to just clam up and do whatever the person with the white coat says.
But on second thought, he acknowledges that most patients won't second-guess their doctors.
They end up making the same kind of decisions as I do when I'm in a with my car mechanic. You know, I either trust the guy to do the right thing or I don't.
The implication is that doctors had better figure out how to practice more economically before the government performs cost-cutting Medicare surgery. Richard Knox, NPR News.